Bill O'Reilly. Welcome to the No Spin News, Tuesday, December 1st, 2020. Stand up for your country. I'm going to lead again with the election. 4 weeks ago, we voted for President of the United States, and we're still talking about it. And it's an important story on many different levels. I think most of us agree that Joe Biden will be the new president. There are some holdouts. I understand that. There are some legal challenges still in play. We went over this extensively last night. And if you missed that program, you might want to watch it because we had a lot of facts and a lot of things that separated a myth from reality, which is what I want to do today with Cheryl Atkinson. She's written a new book called Smear about the media, the collapse of the media, really. And I want to get into Cheryl why this has happened, because it is a terrible situation. And the reason it's so bad is because we don't have anybody investigating the allegations of fraud in the presidential election. There's really nobody doing that. I was on a radio with Mark Simone on WOR today, and he's one of the holdouts. He still thinks that Donald Trump may pull it out and be president for the next 4 years. And I said, Mark, just step back. I mean, politics is all about self-interest. Do you really believe that any of these governors in any of these states are going to admit to the American public that they couldn't control an election, that their state participated in a fraudulent election? Nobody's going to do that. Nobody. Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. No governor is going to do that. No state apparatus is going to aggressively go in. And as I told you, and this is key, judges do not investigate. So they are dependent entirely upon what evidence is given to them by either law enforcement or the press. And the press is sitting it out. They're not investigating anything. They're happy Trump's on the way out and Biden's in. They don't care one whit about fraud or things that don't add up. Couldn't care less. It's like Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden's going to get a pass on this whole thing, that he enriched himself to the tunes of tens of millions of dollars because his father was vice president. There's nothing going to happen to Hunter Biden or Joe Biden. Nothing. Because who's going to investigate it? Hillary Clinton, Benghazi. That was a phenomenal screw up that led to the deaths of Americans. Anybody investigate that? No. So I don't want to discourage you. I mean, we still live in a great country, a country that does more good for this planet than any other country does. But we have a serious problem here of corruption. And I think that's becoming apparent to any fair-minded, clear-thinking person. And that's why I'm leading with this story again tonight. I got a letter from Kathy on our message board. And you can go to BillO'Reilly.com, check out the message board anytime you want. We have some very smart viewers. And Kathy says, quote, Bill, you once said that our elections could not be stolen or messed with. Now it appears that there was massive fraud. You stated, who will investigate? No one. I'm so depressed over this and disillusioned, unquote. Well, Kathy's letter is true. I said about this time last year that the American electoral system was kind of locked down and massive fraud would be very, very difficult. That's what I said before COVID. COVID changed everything because COVID allowed the Democratic states and the states that swing either blue or red, depending on the candidates, to initiate massive mail-in ballots. Massive. Well, that didn't happen in previous elections. You could get an absentee ballot. But in some states, like Nevada, they passed new laws that said, we're sending ballots to everybody. Okay, that never happened before. And it's much easier to cheat, as we have documented here, with a mail-in ballot than people going to the poll and filling out a sheet, putting it into a machine. All right, now, for the record, I don't believe the machines are the problem in this election. I could be wrong. I could be wrong, but I've seen no evidence. The machines are the problem. The mail-ins are the problem. So, Kathy, I'm not making an excuse here, but my analysis that the U.S. electoral system was firm and I didn't believe could be corrupted changed when COVID came in and all these governors and state legislatures started sending massive mail-in ballots out. All right, I always go back to Paterson, New Jersey, where they did that, and it was incredible fraud. And I said, look, this isn't hard to do. You know, telling people sign here and then filling out the ballot for them. Not hard to do. On a mass level, it's a little bit harder.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Listen to this. So, UK restaurants, bars, cinemas, and sporting venues, that's football, may require proof that people have been vaccinated. Don't want to get a restaurant, a movie, see a soccer match, to show your card. Definitely going to happen in schools. It's going to be like the measles. The kid's not vaccinated, kid ain't coming in. Teachers' unions in America are going to demand that. Okay? Flying, you're going to have that card stamped onto your passport in order to go anywhere. So there are a significant number of Americans who are not going to take the vaccine. And that is their constitutional right. I would never in a million years tell anybody to take a vaccine or not take a vaccine. That is your personal decision. However, you are going to be banned by private businesses from going a lot of places. And that's what's going to happen. Just so you can prepare yourself. Again, our government's not going to tell you that. But it's absolutely going to happen. Now, will there be a law passed by Congress? No. This is all going to be in the private sector. Okay? And the only thing that will be public is schools, because there is a precedent for that. All right, so we're going to have a very COVID Christmas. Remember that? A very Brady Christmas. I never watched it, but I thought it was a clever title. Very COVID Christmas. And you can see it starting to mount. You know, one of the terrible things about the resurgence of COVID, in addition to people suffering and dying, is that we have to see Governor Andrew Cuomo again. Roll it.
COVID is the Grinch. Think of it that way. And the COVID Grinch is an opportunist. And the COVID Grinch sees this as the season of viral transmission.
So the governor and New York authorities don't want you to have any Christmas with anybody. All right. In fact, if you go to see the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center, always a beautiful display, you can only be there for 5 minutes, according to New York City Mayor de Blasio. So I guess after 5 minutes, somebody sneezes on you or something, but you got to move along. All right. And you can't go, only four people together can go. So there's going to be a giant line. All right. And there'll be people there letting you two, three, four in. If you got 5 minutes, I don't know how they're going to do that. And then somebody will come and bounce you out of there. That's good. That's a good Christmas spirit, right? So get set for a COVID Christmas. Quick break, back with a final thought.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Okay, final thought. I'm getting a lot of mail that says, what books are you reading? I'm going to recommend two in addition to Cheryl's book. First book is The Searcher by Tanya French. She's an Irish writer. It's about a Chicago cop who retires, goes to Ireland, gets caught up in tracking down a missing teenager. Very, very good. It's a novel, obviously. And then a nonfiction book called Last Stands, Why Men Fight When All Is Lost by Michael Walsh, great journalist. And this goes into battles like the Little Bighorn that I talk about in Killing Crazy Horse and the Alamo and the Roman battles and things like that. For a historian like me, it was a great read, Why Men Fight When All Is Lost. And our backlist of killing books, as you may know, I've sold more nonfiction books than anyone in history. All right, 18 million in print right now. So Killing Crazy Horse is still going great after 80 days. That's our latest. And you get it free if you become a premium or concierge member. But our backlist of all the other 8 killing books, we'll send them to you like that. So will Amazon. And check out the reviews of Killing Crazy Horse on Amazon. They're amazing. And these are the folks, not the pinheads. All right. And I'll have more books between now and Christmas. So if you want to give books, which is always a great gift, we'll give you some more suggestions. And we'll see you again tomorrow.